What's up, guys? This is Scott from Iron Will Strength. This is episode 184 of Strong the Iron Will Way. All right, listen up. I got something to say today that I've been thinking about for a while. And if it hurts your feelings, I'm not sorry. I'm not sorry because if it hurts your feelings, that means it's probably something that you need to hear. And one of the things that people have commented that they appreciate about the podcast is that oftentimes I'm saying things that they really don't want to hear, but they need to hear. And I feel like this is a good avenue to do that. So what I want to talk about is the number of people who I kind of come in contact with, I guess you could say, who have trouble, you know, finding the time to work on whatever it is they want to accomplish. Okay, so let's look. I usually see it in two areas. One is obviously getting into shape, and the other one is pursuing a dream of some sort. So let's say that dream is to start a business. Typically, a business for most people is going to have to start as what we call a side hustle, right? You're going to have your job because you got to pay the bills. But you want to do something different. You want to, I see people that want to become a trainer or a coach, want to open a gym, want to start an online business, want to have a multi-level marketing business. Whatever it is, they see this possible alternative life that they can build the life that they want, which is the goal for most people of starting a business or starting a side hustle or whatever, is that you can do what you love and get paid for it. You can have more freedom, more flexibility, all these great things. Likewise, people who are not feeling fit or healthy or confident about the way they look and feel strive to, would love to look better, feel better. Would give anything to lose weight, get in shape, kind of have this body that looks and performs the way they want. Now, the biggest challenge, at least outwardly, what people think and say, is time. And this is true because there is a lot of time involved in getting into shape and into building a business or following your dream, whatever that might be. There are not enough hours in the day to accomplish those things for most people. Because it's a lot of work. There's a lot of work involved with getting in shape, and that takes a lot of time. There are the workouts themselves. There are getting to and from the gym. They're getting prepared to go to and from the gym. They're planning meals and eating 4 or 5 times a day. There are thinking about what you're going to eat. There's cooking those meals. There's shopping for those meals. There's preparing them, putting them in fucking containers. There's time spent learning about how to make those different things taste good. There's time spent learning on how you should be eating, how you should be training. There's money involved in doing all those things, so you got to continue to work. Same thing with pursuing a dream. You want to start a business? You better first of all be amazing at whatever that business is. So most businesses are going to involve sales. Are you learning how to do sales? Are you learning how to do marketing? Because if you're not, you're not going to be successful. Straight up, whatever you do now, you do not have the skills required to be at the level of success that you want. So let me repeat that. Right now, you don't have the skills to be at the level that you want to have. You're going to have to acquire those skills. Those skills are going to require reading, listening to podcasts, listening to audiobooks, watching YouTube videos about that thing that you want to be able to do, okay? So you have to be an expert at the thing, right? You have to know how to market that thing. You know how to have to sell that thing. You have to know how to do all the business shit involved with that thing. That is a ton of time, okay? So whether it's getting in shape or pursuing the dream, there is a ton of time involved, and time is limited to 24 hours a day for everybody, right? And the chances are, if you're listening to this, you're somewhere in your 20s, 30s, 40s, even 50s, and you're wanting to do both of these things. You want to get in shape and you want to pursue a dream. Maybe that dream is getting in shape. Maybe that dream is something else and you're trying to do both. If you're trying to do both, you really don't have fucking time because their time is crunched. Now, at the same time, you want to be a balanced human being. You have to spend time with your family. You have to sleep. You have to do your current job. So here's what I wanted to, here's the bomb I want to drop. I can't tell you how many people who are frustrated that they cannot achieve the next level in their career, the next level in their fitness because of time. And yet when someone posts a question on Facebook, hey, what Netflix series do you guys recommend? Everybody will invariably list fucking 10 Netflix series that they've seen the whole fucking thing. These people will also know every fucking football player in the NFL and every game and every stat. They're up to date on every fucking current TV show. This is mind-boggling to me, and this is also the reason that that person will never succeed or currently won't succeed at what they're trying to accomplish. You don't have time for that shit. With the demands that it takes to be successful in just about anything, and the demands on your time to just do the basics that are necessary to have a good life, meaning spending time with your family, sleeping, eating, working, there's no time for all that Netflix shit. Okay? And yes, we need time to relax. We need time to wind down. I get it. But all those seasons, all those football games, all those sports, all those hockey games, all that basketball, no way. Can't do it. Can't do it. So what's going to happen is you're going to look back and say, well, I never started that business. I never got in the best shape of my life. I never did that marathon. I never did that triathlon. I never did that bodybuilding contest. I never did that powerlifting meet. But I watched a lot of fucking TV. I didn't miss a game of the Patriots. All right? This will give you an idea. I don't even know a show on TV to name right now as an example of what you might be watching. Because I don't fucking watch that shit. Right? I haven't watched a consistent program. I'll be quite honest. My wife and I watch about 45 minutes of TV every night as our kind of wind down thing. And I'll watch a UFC fight every month or two that it's on. For a couple hours in the middle of the night on a Saturday. But man, I can't imagine if I dedicated my entire Sunday to football that I would get anything accomplished. I can't imagine if I set aside a couple hours a night to just sit on the couch and watch TV that I'd get anything accomplished. Something's got to give, guys. Something has to give. You got to find the fucking time to make this shit happen. And that has to be a decision that comes from you and only you, right? If you're trying to get in shape or follow this dream, you don't have a boss. There's no fucking deadlines. That's why it's so hard, because nobody's saying this is due tomorrow, this is due on Friday. It's all self-discipline and up to you. So I would challenge you guys, if you really are trying to accomplish something great here, and that can be getting in shape, building a business, whatever the fuck it is, you need to be disciplined. You need to cut out anything that is not really enhancing your life and moving you forward. And you can argue it all you want that you need that downtime to watch TV, but I'm telling you right now, talk to anybody that is successful at a high level and they do not do that shit. Let me back that up. Once they've achieved that level, maybe there's time, right? But if you are dissatisfied with the shape that you're in and the life that you have, and you are spending that kind of time watching other people do cool shit, you're fucked. Your priorities are fucked up. It is way easier, and Eric Thomas says this, and I love this. He says it's way easier to watch greatness, to see greatness, than to do the work and the dedication and all the things it requires to be great. So if you want to be great at something, you need to stop watching other people be great at what they do and do it yourself. Peace, guys.